Hey, what's up? Oh, yeah, I kind of got stuck in the traffic. It's really bad today for some reason. I think there might have been an accident of some sort. The line isn't moving at all. I don't know. Could be an hour easily, or even two. Little bit late to try to turn around now. Are you already at the house? Ah, I'm so sorry for this. You can go grab the X-rated key and go in the house. Like I said, my parents are away for the whole weekend, so just make yourself at home. Grab a drink or even go hop into the pool. It's pretty scorching hot outside and you've been waiting for a while. Could do you some good. You forgot your swimsuit? Damn, you know what? I was thinking of stopping by the store anyway to go grab some snacks. It's right next to your place, so I'm just gonna go grab them for you on the way. The extra 5 minutes will be nothing after this. Sound good? All right, okay. I'll get there as quick as possible, okay? All right, see you there. Bye.
I know when we were kids, we sometimes didn't wear any swimsuits when we were swimming together. But don't you think we are a little too old for that now? Not complaining though. I do enjoy the view. Oh, no need to be ashamed. Like I said, it's nothing I haven't seen before. But I do have to admit, you really have grown up. What am I doing here? Am I not allowed to be at my own family's house anymore after I moved overseas? I think my mom forgot to mention that when they picked me up from the airport 2 days ago. Betrayal. Assuming by the fact that you walked out here and took your clothes off like you owned the place, my dear little brother didn't tell you that I was here. I need to thank him later. Oh, no. Just because your reaction was hilarious. Totally not for any other reasons. And no, I wasn't supposed to be here right now. I had plans on going out with some of my old friends, but in the end, I didn't feel like going out, so I stayed at home. Oh, and am I glad that I did? Yes, I came back for the summer. The season is over, so I have 2 months of vacation before I need to go back to work. So, I decided to come back to see the family since it has been a long time when I last saw anyone. Including you. What's that? Get you a towel from the bench. Oh, you mean this towel? Oh no! I accidentally slipped and threw the towel over the fence. I'm sorry. I'm so, so clumsy. You know how it is with the wet floor. It can be very slippery. Oh, don't you worry, darling. There's no neighbors anywhere near here. Nobody will be able to see you. Well, anybody who you wouldn't want to see you. Do you really think I didn't notice? Not for a second have you taken your eyes off of me as soon as I made my presence known. And as soon as I got up, your eyes have been wandering all over my body. Are you imagining how it would feel? Running your hands up and down, taking notes of every single spot that makes me gasp for air and leaving me craving for more. Or wait, was that me looking at you? I think we both are liking what we are seeing. What's the matter, love? Are the gears inside your adorable little head not turning fast enough? I think one of your heads is definitely turning. Oh, don't get shy. We are way past that point by now. Oh, easy for me to say? All right then. And there we go. Nothing to cover me up. Just like you. We are now even, and you can relax. I think we both would prefer your hands on my body more than yours anyway. Where is this all coming from? Well, most people would say that they're doing what they should have done a long time ago. And I do fall into that category to some extent. But back then, I just found it cute that you had a crush on me, and it provided me with some entertainment to tease you knowingly from time to time. And the idea of getting together with my little brother's best friend didn't sit too well with me. But as years have now gone by, what's a little fun, right? Two adults that are attracted to each other's. My brother doesn't even need to know about this. There's no harm in anything he won't know of, right? He is on his way home. Oh, darling. with all the pent-up feelings and how your body is reacting to my touch, I'm going to assume this won't take too long. But don't you worry. We have all summer to have fun, and I will have my fun with it. With you. Come on, love. You can touch. I won't bite. Too hard. Oh. There you go. I'm not made of glass. Grab a handful, massage them, give the nipples a little pinch. I wonder how many times you have thought about doing this. How my tits would feel in your hand. Maybe even how they would taste. Go on now. Show me how eager you are to please me. Oh, that's it. Oh, good boy. But don't you forget the other one. They need some attention too. You look so good like this. Oh, what a neat little thing. I let my hands wander too, right? The years have treated you well. Oh, most definitely. Oh, I can't remember you looking this good. Oh, and if I tuck your hair just oh. Was that a whimper when I pulled on your hair a little? Adorable. I wonder if it would sound better without my tits in your mouth. We might have to find out later. Because I most definitely do want to know how many different sounds I can get out of that pretty mouth of yours. Oh. Come up here, baby boy. I need a taste. Your body feels so good against mine. So right. Almost like you belonged in my arms. Oh. And you are clearly enjoying running your hands all over my body. Or you're just happy to see me. Maybe I should be calling you my big boy instead. Mind if I grab a feel? Oh, fuck. Oh, it's so big. How often have you jerked yourself off and imagined it was my hand? Is there anything you haven't imagined doing with me? I think not. Oh, your moans sound divine. Oh, fuck. Is your neck still your weak spot? Let's find out. Your neck is so soft. I wish I could just mark you right here. Really can't make it too obvious for my brother. Not just yet. So this will do for now. Now come here. Bring those lips of yours to me. Oh boy. You're grinding so eagerly. Maybe I should give you something better to grind against than just my hand. That gives me an idea. Let me just adjust you a little and just slide your cock between my thighs. So close to being inside of me, but no, not yet. You need to work for that, but for now, you can use my thighs for it. Oh, that's it. Good boy. Oh, hold on to my waist and just grind yourself. Imagine if my brother walked in right now. He would have a straight line of sight to you. Naked, fucking his sister's thighs while looking like a flustered mess. And you know what? You probably wouldn't even stop, would you? No. You're in too deep now. And I wouldn't let you. Not until you come all over my legs. That made you speed up. Is it because you want to come before my brother catches us, or because the idea of my brother watching us is turning you on. Come here, darling. Now come on, baby. Make a mess on my thighs. Be a good boy and come for me. Give yourself to me. And I will take such good care of you. So I can fuck your brains out later. Oh yes. Come for me, baby. Oh, come. Such a good boy. Go get my towel from the bench and dry yourself off. As much as I would like to keep going, I better go wash off before my brother arrives. Oh, but don't you worry, dear. We are nowhere near being.